This is a live special report from ABC Radio News, the flight of Apollo 12. I'm Mort Krim with Merrill Muller at the Apollo News Center. Astronauts Pete Conrad and Al Bean are about to take the plunge, while Dick Gordon, watchdogs aboard the Yankee Clipper, orbiting 74 miles above the moon, Conrad and Bean are ready to fly their flimsy moon landing machine, Intrepid, down to the ocean of storms. Everything's looking good, and Intrepid is right now about 6 minutes from its powered descent burn and about 17 minutes from touchdown. At Mission Control in Houston, there's standing room only. And here in our Apollo News Center, my colleague Merrill Muller.
And Apollo 12 Intrepid's commander, Pete Conrad, has just radioed the ground that he has carried out the final maneuver to put Intrepid into its landing orientation toward the moon. And they are waiting now for the formal go or no go for the final descent to the moon. They are 5 miles north of their track for approaching their target on the moon, and they're a little high on the track, but the computerized automatic pilot has been fed up the necessary information to correct this, and they're ready to go ahead as soon as Houston gives the formal go. If they bother with a formal go, the pilots have been so far ahead of their flight plan tonight that Houston has almost eliminated the formality of saying you have a go for so-and-so. And they will be doing this last 10 minutes of powered descent to the moon in about, a little over 8 minutes from now. Mort?
There have been only minor problems so far today on the mission. Al Bean has reported a stuffy head, and doctors in Houston have prescribed that he take decongestant tablets about every 8 hours, and they want him to take one just before he makes his first moonwalk. He says it's not going to bother him, not going to prohibit the moonwalk. Pete Conrad has a bit of a blister because of one of the biomedical sensors attached to his skin. Seems to have a sensitivity to it, but Conrad, too, insists that it's no real problem and no detriment to their moonwalk. And there were reports today of a solar storm, but scientists insist that this will not present any radiation hazard. So everything is go for man's second landing on the moon.
And you heard a switch open in there. You are hearing behind Mort and myself the live lines.
Flight Director Cliff Charlesworth taking a final poll here for giving a go for PDI. Looks like it's a go all the way around.
PDI is the powered descent initiation. This is the period of the descent during which they are literally flying themselves down to the moon with a throttleable rocket engine, the only one in the world that we know of.
And they're all set now. You just heard Terry White, the public affairs officer on duty, say that they are cleared for their powered descent into the moon.
During the descent, lunar module pilot Alan Bean will read out of the LEM guidance computer such numbers as range to go to the landing site, horizontal velocity, and the angle at which Commander Pete Conrad should look to spot the landing site through the landing point designator etched on the left-hand window of the lunar module. During the final phase, from 500 feet down,
Houston, no transients.
That, I believe.
Roger.
That's Dick Gordon, I believe, talking to Houston. He says he hasn't
following
got any transients. Following low
gate at 500 feet, Bean will add in the so-called H-dot, or vertical velocity, rate of descent.
The staff on duty for this landing tonight, Jerry Carr is the communicator you will hear from Houston, talking to both spaceships as necessary, but most
Intrepid
of the...
Intrepid Houston, go for PDI.
That was Carr giving a formal go.
Go for PDI.
That's the landing clearance.
Conrad acknowledging. Jerry Carr, the communicator. Cliff Charlesworth, the flight director. Terry White, the public affairs officer on duty, and with them, the now famous Stephen Bales, who helped save the landing of Apollo 11 when it reached its critical point. Now, this landing is going to be different from Apollo 11's in two phases. First, they're going to update the computer only 2 minutes from the surface of the moon, or they're going to try to correct out the errors they have in track after they make this rocket burn. And secondly, they are going to talk Conrad down into the final phase of this flight to the landing, by warning him of the amounts of fuel he has left to a danger line. And 20 seconds of fuel, if you ever hear that, will be the danger line when he has to start changing plans and get out of there. But they'll count him down. That's a change in the operating procedure.
Pete Conrad and Alan Bean are soft-suited. They are in, of course, a fully pressurized lunar module. The Intrepid is fully pressurized. They do have on their gloves and helmets, but the suits are not pressurized. And aboard the mothership Yankee Clipper, Dick Gordon is riding around without his helmet and gloves.
Yankee Clipper, Intrepid, up spot. Houston, read you loud and clear. Roger.
Dr. and Mrs. Thomas Paine, he's the NASA administrator, are at Mission Control in Houston. A long list of VIPs there this morning, just as there were during the landing of Apollo 11. And the Apollo 11 moon men are there. Armstrong
Intrepid
and Aldrin.
Has gone to the Vox mode in the communications, that is, voice-actuated circuit.
See, 1 minute.
That's 1 minute to the start of this power descent burn, and we'll try to describe
it
for
1 minute.
There it is.
That's just started, Pete.
Roger, Pete.
The Vox mode, so-called.
Descent at 35 seconds.
They get a lot of vibration, a lot of action out of that descent engine when it begins to burn.
The Vox mode, so-called.
30 out. Okay.
Is an extra voice communication on a radar tracking signal.
Average descent engine is on. I'm up a velocity light. Got it nice. Getting a couple of lights there.
Copy
and
the
an
altitude
light.
Fifteen seconds to the burn, and this burn is going to be the big one. It's a
10,
retro.
9, 8. We have all it. 7, 6, 5. Row.
You'll hear some noise when that burn starts.
Better start. 3, 4, 5. Descent engine command override on. Hey, throttle up to 26. Yep.
Copy, throttle on.
Can't hardly hear you for some reason. Okay. Stand by for throttle up, Houston. Hey, it looks good.
Here's where they get maximum speed in reverse to slow down. At this point on their mark or mine.
Throttle up.
They are now using.
Roger, Pete, copy, throttle up.
Throttle up and good. They're using 4,505 miles an hour of braking power.
This is looking good, Pete.
They are on their way down.
Medium looks good. Regulators look good here. Okay, standing by for 1 minute hatch. Okay.
They are flying on their back, feet first. They're looking out into space. They will not see the moon till they get to within about 7,500 to 7,000 feet.
A little light CS activity, not too much.
The computer is flying the Intrepid right at this
minute.
Moment. Pete Conrad will be able to take over later.
Minus 48,000.
Could take over now if he had to.
Really, looks good.
This burn has to last a good almost 9 minutes.
One of Al Bean's jobs right now is to start the 16-millimeter motion
Intrepid
picture
Houston,
camera.
Now 6-9 in that club. 0-4-2-0-0. Over.
Roger, copied. Plus. 0-4-2-0-0.
That's affirmative.
2169.
Remember this braking power from this rocket.
Intrepid Houston, go for enter.
That's an update on their computer.
It's in, dude.
They are tracking them down. The ground controllers are tracking them.
Intrepid Houston, looking good at 2.
Remember, they're trying for a pinpoint landing this time.
Okay. Roger.
They don't want to be just close.
Hey, guys, you're hanging in.
They want to be on the bullseye.
And they're trying to update to...
Looks good here.
Cancel out.
Roger, Miss Finn agrees with things and eggs.
Cancel out a little bit of too much height on
very
the...
Very good, very good.
Flight track at the start of this. And as they are 5 miles north or to the right
feels
of the track they should have...
in the G-field again.
Roger.
And the automatic
okay,
pilot...
2 minutes and 30 seconds. 4276 minus 53 and 44,700. Looks good. Smoking right down there.
The automatic pilot
can
also...
Yes.
These are small rocket thrusters to cancel out the deviation from track.
We've been given the ED bats today.
Brad, don't forget the ED bats today.
That's Bean and Conrad talking themselves.
There you go.
We're less than 9 minutes from touchdown.
That's 24 feet per second fast, about 6 feet per second low on H-sat, and about 100 feet low on altitude. Looking good.
Intrepid Houston, roger, you're looking good at 3.
Okay, Houston. I have an altitude light out and a velocity light out.
Roger.
That means they're just on the money.
That's showing minus 918, minus 1,000. Looks good. How's it look to you, Houston?
Roger. It looks good. Recommend you incorporate it.
They will start getting late.
No sooner said than done.
Late information any moment now from their landing radar.
When it converges, I'm going back to my normal displays.
Okay, Pete.
Their landing radar should start giving them information at about 40,000 feet.
Go at 4 and go past 5. Roger, copy ED bats, go.
Roger, here comes.
Conrad's scheduled to take over manual control about 500 feet off the surface.
Looking good. Folks, I'm holding right in there. Super Crit hangs at 1,100 or 12.
7.5 minutes from touchdown on the moon.
Okay. Hold over all occasions. Check out everything. RCS looks good.
They're going to start pitching upright in a few moments.
The wives of all three spacemen.
CO2 is as usual zero.
Following this very historic moment in their homes in Houston.
Okay, we're out of 35,000.
Roger, Peter,
a bit on that one.
Yeah, that's the landing radar readout.
Getting a fair amount of RCS firing, more than I think I should. But how's the gimbal look to you guys, Houston?
They're looking good, Pete.
That RCS firing, those are the attitude control thrusters that keep the lunar module lined up as it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Boy, it's really giving her a heck on the RCS. That must be the radar update.
I did the AGS update. It might need it. 23 plus.
It really is banging it around, isn't it?
They've got 5 miles to cancel out of this track. They're 5 miles off when they started. So those RCS.
Intrepid Houston, throttle down at 6+22.
They're cutting back now. The main engine throttle is only producing.
We got 6+22. This gave you a little AGS update. Bring this here computer, it's right on the money.
Better turn that sequence camera on in a moment.
Okay.
6+22 for throttle down, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
That's less braking power. That gives them about 2,000 miles an hour braking power.
I'll just check you.
Intrepid Houston, you're looking good at 6.
Okay, standing by for throttle down.
They're shooting for a target 955 miles from where the Apollo 11 crew landed.
23, let's give it another update.
Throttle down. 6+23.
Roger.
That's 1 second early.
4-0. 4-0. Give them another AGS update.
All right.
The throttle.
Four. I just barely see the horizon, but maybe it's really giving it the kazoozy with the RCS, isn't it?
Intrepid is pitching around, forward, face up, and then nose slightly down.
87 minutes.
Intrepid Houston, monitor DSAT fuel 2.
Looks good.
There's a fuel warning again.
DSAT fuel 2, it's there. Okay, beat 7 minutes. 1153. Means you're about 36%. Wait a minute, let's go ahead and go for 7:30. Okay, we're out of 19,000 feet. I got some kind of a horizon out there. I got some craters too, but I don't know where I am yet.
He should see the ground at about 7,500 feet.
Put smoke over the numbers at 7:30.
Okay, 7:30, 11:53. Not too bad. Minus 135 is descending a little faster than normal, and we're a little bit low.
Good luck.
160 feet a second, huh? 23. We'll be there in a minute.
Number.
Hammer's running.
4 minutes to touchdown.
And they're just about in position to...
Intrepid Houston, you're looking good at eight.